You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
You're listening to Tony Telecasts from The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. I'm Mo Brady.
And I'm Aaron Albano.
Welcome, listeners, to a new miniseries. In this new miniseries, we are bringing you all the drama behind the drama of a theater season in Broadway history.
In each podcast episode, we will watch a telecast of a previous Tony Awards and then delve into the theater season by discussing a few things.
The nominations.
The telecast.
The season that year.
The winners.
The losers.
The overlooked.
And maybe more. The possibilities are endless.
Endless. So tell me, Mo, why Tony telecasts?
All right. This was my idea that I pitched to you.
And so, I was living.
And here's what I was thinking. The Tony Awards is perhaps the one moment each year where the most theater fans from around the world come together to watch something.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's real.
Even in this world of DVRs and second screens, award telecasts like the Tony Awards are some of the very few things that we all watch at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Right. Yeah, those of us who live in this will watch it just the same way that, like, people who aspire to do this or our husbands of people who aspire to do this will be watching it as well.
And yet what I think is really interesting is that how we in the industry watch is different from even the most avid theater fan.
Absolutely. That's very true.
And what happens in these Tony Award performances becomes Broadway history. You know, what happens in the theater 8 shows a week is more of what actually a show is, and yet this 3-minute commercial for a show or this one acceptance speech or this one opening number can really become the kind of written in stone testament of what Broadway was like at that point.
Yeah, oh, I totally agree. It becomes sort of the history, especially like pre this YouTube era. This was the documentation of our industry. It was Tony's, maybe some commercials, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe like an Ed Sullivan show appearance, but like...
Yeah, like a Johnny Carson show, an Ed Sullivan show, but like that's all you get. So this is truly, if you didn't get to do any of that stuff, outside of Wikipedia, you're wiped from the face of everybody's memory.
If a Broadway show fell in a forest and there was no Tony telecast performance...
Oh, crap.
Did it make a sound?
Wow, dark.
And so, yes, the Tony Awards are the most remembered kind of testament of any theater season.
Yeah.
And yet, there's so much work and politics. It's the most scrutinized and labored over 3 hours of the entire year.
The entire year, yeah.
Every Broadway musical knows that the Tony Awards is their biggest chance to reach into potential audiences' homes and convince them to spend money on their show. It's basically a commercial disguised in a celebration of excellence. Not that it's not a celebration of excellence.
But there's absolutely that commercial aspect to it.
And that's how the Tony Awards differs from other award shows. I don't think that people watch the Oscars and think, oh, I'm going to see a snippet of a movie that I may want to watch, right?
Yeah.
That's just a commercial, right?
Yeah, that's just a trailer. Yeah.
Right. But this is, the Tony Awards are Broadway's trailers, just all lined up.
Absolutely. Okay, so I remember when you approached me with this idea, and I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a really interesting, especially coming off of, hey, listeners, for those of you who missed our episode-by-episode recap of Broadway's Love Letter Smash, you can go back.
We've only been doing it for a year.
You can go back. It is all there on the Ensemblist feed. Have fun. You can find episodes on the NBC app or NBC.com. But coming off of that, because that show ended with the Tonys, it was such an interesting look at sort of this presentation to the masses of what this ceremony is to the industry itself. And again, we talked about how what it got right, what it got wrong, but it was such an interesting look that carrying that sort of into the actual Tony telecasts, I was like, that could be a really interesting sort of analysis of each year, the shows of that year. Because again, like you said, this is the one sort of glimpse the rest of the world gets, and arguably even the industry gets, from the season of Broadway that year. Like, it's not like the Emmys where season 7 of The West Wing can get another Emmy nomination, even though you had seasons 1 through 6 and have arguably like more seasons to watch. Once a show gets nominated, it can't get nominated again. A replacement can't get nominated. This is it. And this is the one shot. Because again, also with Oscars, with Emmys, even with Grammys, like these things are in people's homes. These things are in people's hometowns. Tonys are specifically in New York. Like, nothing's touring before the Tonys. Tonys are the signal on whether that show's going to get the tour.
Escape to Margaritaville toured before the Tonys.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for disproving my entire idea.
But they didn't perform on the Tonys.
So did Bring It On. But again, those are movies.
Bring It On.
Those are movies. And so those are known quantities. This was a time, like, to go back farther than, like, 2015. Like, these are shows that people don't know yet. Had Rent not done well on the Tonys, Rent would not become what Rent is. If Lion King did not get the exposure it did on the Tonys, no one would know the spectacle of Circle of Life, and they'd say, I could just watch the movie that I have in my clamshell, like, VHS tape. And so it's interesting to examine, because in that vein, what gems are lost to time? And that's what excited me most about this idea. Because I remember I asked you, I was like, is this us watching the Tony performances, or is this us watching like the entire 3-hour ceremony? And you said, oh no, this is the ceremony, because you and I are you and I. Like, we're not going to be settled with just like performances that we could watch at like Musical Mondays at Splash, RIP Splash.
No, I think what is interesting to you and I about watching the Tonys is seeing how much of a testament it was for the theater season as a whole. That's what takes it beyond watching performances at a karaoke bar. You know?
Yeah. We can watch who won stuff and what, and who they thanked, and especially where we are right now, what the demographic was of that season, and get to sort of, as spectators and sort of analysts, like, just ponder why things were the way they were back in 1984, 1997, like all of these things that, contrary to popular belief, we weren't around yet for. And so it could be fun to sort of like look at those from a more analytical and speculative point of view while still loving the industry that we love so well.
Yes.
I think it'll be cool.
So let's talk about how this is going to work.
Okay.
Okay. In the week prior, you and I, Aaron, are going to randomly select a Tony Awards telecast to watch on YouTube.
Yes.
So we will have the following week to research that season and then to bring our most surprising findings about the telecast and how it did and didn't reflect that year on Broadway.
Perfect. So let's select our very first Tony telecast. Now, I've put a handful of infamous Tony seasons on pieces of paper in this basket. Listen to it, Russell. And now this is real. We only deal with real, authentic content here. And now I am going to randomly select one of these years to explore for our first full episode. Mo, if you could give me a drum roll, please. Okay. So, our first Tony Award ceremony that we will be watching is from 1991.
Oh, this is a good one.
I don't remember anything about 19. Do you know, before we even like research, do you know anything about 1991? Go.
This is an epic one. This is the year of Miss Saigon, The Secret Garden, The Will Rogers Follies, and Once on This Island.
Work, it's that year? Okay, firstly, round of applause for pulling that off of the top of your head.
It's epic. That was an epic Broadway season. I can only imagine.
Because that's, okay, we'll save that for next week.
Yeah, we'll save it for next week.
To join us for our first Tony recap, be sure to watch the 1991 Tony Awards by searching for them on YouTube. The Ensemblist was produced today by me, Aaron Albano.
And me, Mo Brady. There are two great ways you can be helping The Ensemblist right now. One is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and the second is by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/theensemblist.
Please follow The Ensemblist wherever you listen to podcasts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or at bpn.fm, the home of Broadway Podcast Network. You can also follow us on Instagram. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.